Ben came to our firm in 2006, and pretty much immediately it was apparent that Ben was the kind of person who never met a stranger. He was the friendliest guy in the world, and he did not have to work at it. Everyone loved Ben, and Ben loved everyone. Within a short period of time, Ben had just as many friends at the firm as I had, and I'd already been there for 5 years. He was easy to talk to and work with. And over the 13 years he was at the firm, he was always welcoming to all of the new people coming, whether they were an attorney, partner, secretary, or staff. Ben always had a big smile and a kind word for them. People loved to work with Ben. Our jobs as lawyers can sometimes be tough, but Ben's personality made it easier to do the job. Ben's associates and staff were unbelievably loyal to him and loved working for him. His clients adored him. He treated everyone with kindness and respect. He was a valued partner and friend to so many people at the firm. It really is hard to know where to start or where to end. I personally distinctly remember my conversations with Ben right before Harper was born. He was very excited, but also very nervous. And also because as partners at the firm, it's sometimes hard to figure out how having a kid and fitting a family into everything will work. I had had my son a few years before, and so he was asking me how it all was and how I made it all work together. So, of course, I tried to reassure him that it would all be fine, it would be great. And, of course, I hid from him the fact that my son had screamed like a banshee for 2 months right after he was born. Because I didn't want to worry him. But after Harper was born, all I would ever hear is how great it was, how fantastic his family was, how much he loved Kim, and how much he loved Harper. Ben's reach here at the firm was far and wide, not just in San Diego or Carlsbad, but across the whole country. So I wanted to share not just my own words today, but others' words as well, because it was the best thing I could think of to show all of you how people at our firm feel about Ben. Manoj Jagasothi was one of Ben's good friends at the firm from Pittsburgh. And he wanted to share this. I will never forget how kind Ben was to me at the first partner retreat I went to when I knew next to no one. Ben went out of his way to introduce me to so many people who I now count as friends. And Ben was always like this throughout our whole friendship, going out of his way anytime I was in Southern California to pick me up, take me golfing, or have me over to his home for dinner. Tom Tobin was also one of Ben's very good friends, and he wanted to share that Ben was a wonderful advocate for his clients. What was most striking was his civility as a lawyer and his personable nature, and especially his smile. Ben treated everyone well, and all who knew him either very well or only very briefly would all say the same thing, that Ben was a positive, welcoming presence that made you feel better about yourself for knowing him. While Ben may no longer be with us on earth, the spirit of his smile will reside in our memories as long as we live. Renata Bloom, our current managing partner in Carlsbad, wanted to share this. I met Ben soon after I started at Gordon & Reese. Everyone in the office loved Ben. He was kind and a gentleman to all. He was a good friend to many of us and a trusted colleague. Ben was also brilliant with clients. That said, although he was a terrific lawyer, what made everyone love Ben had little to do with his legal acumen and everything to do with his big heart. He loved Kim, Harper, his parents, his family and friends, and he spoke of them often. He was generous with his time, invited you to his home, to his birthday, for a sale, for a dinner. He made you laugh until you cried and listened when you were troubled. Ben was genuine, charming, warm and wonderful, and it was a privilege being his friend. Holly Hefner, who worked with Ben for many years, wanted to share that Ben always had my back, and I wouldn't be where I am in my career without his support and encouragement. Janine Alvord, Ben's secretary and paralegal for some 12 years, wanted to convey this about Ben. Ben was personable, passionate about his work and kind. He was exceptionally dedicated to his clients and fostered friendships with many of them. We talked, laughed, and even had a few good arguments over the years. But Ben always treated me with respect and gratitude and never hesitated to have my back when I needed it. I will miss him. Peter Sykos is another friend of Ben's from the East Coast. And he shared, no matter what Ben was going through, he was always selfless, empathetic, positive, and warm. And he was always talking about his girls and his love for Kim and Harper. That love will never end. Joni Flaherty worked closely with Ben for over 5 years and wanted to say this. Ben was the most civil attorney I knew, without a shadow of a doubt. He taught me and many other young attorneys that you don't have to be aggressive or abrasive to do your job well. He had this wonderful way about him, where other attorneys immediately became kinder upon engaging with Ben. Everyone relaxed. He had this presence where you couldn't help but be your best. Best advocate, best colleague, best human. Despite his calm and warm demeanor, Ben was an advocate and stood up for his clients. In depositions and mediations, when someone acted less than civil, suddenly Ben's West Virginia twang would come out of nowhere, reminding everyone of his roots and to stop messing around. And they did. And his clients loved him. Some would call just to chat with him. We loved working for him. He gave us access to clients and case strategy in a way that was natural and empowering. He gave us the tools to succeed, let us make mistakes, but he was always there to support us and pick up the pieces. He was truly a great boss, but he was more than a boss or a colleague. He was a friend. We celebrated victories together, and he always took his team to lunch to celebrate the end of the year or a hard-fought case. We wanted to do good work around Ben because he deserved our best. He was humble and kind and always up to laugh and enjoy life, and his cheeks would get rosy from the laughing. He loved telling stories about Kim and Harper. They were the reason he was so good at his job. He loved them so much, and he really loved his job. He's going to be missed around here. And I think we'd all agree that from everything that everyone's said here today, that Ben is definitely going to be missed around here.